Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You know, there's been five games that they've played since we've played them. So, yeah, we look at everything. Coach McDaniel does a great job along with his staff of being really creative and putting these guys in positions and making a lot of big plays. And the speed that they have, as I've said before, is unmatched around the league.
Mike Danger.
I have zero faith in Miami making it competitive. I think the Bills are going to just throttle them on Sunday.
I don't see the Dolphins as a team playing inspired football. I see them kind of checked out. Maybe we see a game that is so lopsided that it looks like Miami has quit on their coach and they have to start making tough decisions right away.
Gene Battaglia.
Can the Bills move the ball on Miami? Yes! It doesn't have to be complicated here. It really doesn't. It should be just James Cook. And then once you soften it up a little bit, bam. Honestly, like that to me is the beginning and the end of this conversation here of Buffalo, Miami.
Yeah.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Happy hour in the Sports Bar. We're glad you're with us. Thanks for joining us at 95.7 FM, AM 950. You can get us on your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. We're in the free-to-download Odyssey app. And our stream is up. You can watch the Sports Bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. Also streaming on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. It's Wednesday. We heard from Coach McDermott. We saw Josh Allen at Game 4 at Yankee Stadium yesterday. He spoke to the media today. There's a lot to get to here before we get to tonight's Game 5 as the Yankees look to extend that series back to L.A.
Yeah, as that was a lot of fun last night, I thought, right from the get-go. I mean, we're not the show that's going to be, shame on you, fans. Shame, shame, shame. Someone could get hurt.
I mean, I think if you can't find a little bit of joy in those two guys doing what they did, then I really don't know if there's any saving you. I understand. I'm not saying what they did was right.
There's a
protocol for how a fan should behave. But that's just the delusion of it that makes me laugh uncontrollably. The idea that these guys actually believed they were defending their wall. They were defending their turf. You can't come here, Mookie Betts. We're going to grab your arm. We're going to grab your mitt. We're going to affect the outcome of this game in any way we can because we care, damn it, more than the team even does at that point.
Like what other instance? I mean, we just had one in Washington Sunday, Danger. I'm sorry, but the fans kind of baiting your Bears corner there, and they got him off his mark. But this is a little different. Look, it did cross the line. Okay, we can kind of admit that.
Yes, but the difference it's an interesting study when you consider the Jeffrey Meyer game from all those years ago, right? What happened with that situation? How, you know, everybody was waving their finger, shame, shame. I mean, Bartman did it to his own team, so he went into hiding. Completely different situation. These guys will have a podcast by the end of the week with endorsements and sponsors and a following, and they'll probably have Mike Francesa as their first guest on their new podcast sponsored by Barstool.
Oh, who cares?
Danger, I think Jeffrey Meyer is a hero. Always you get one of the stories like, hey, he's in college, or hey, he's working here, like he's a grown man now. And that was before replay, and the umpires blew it. Like, clearly, like, any fan would want to do that. Hey, that's not a home run. Takes it away. I mean, that to me is, like, the biggest fan kind of impacting their team positively. What happened last night, there's kind of a line, right? It is in foul territory.
Yeah, the line is this wall right here. We're protecting this wall because we're Italian.
Betts makes a heck of a play. He's got the glove, but you can't rip the glove off. You can't hold his other hand. You can't just pop the ball out magically.
I just think it's amazing. And they were just ripping at it. I mean, they were going at it like Peanut Tillman. Like they were trying to do a peanut punch on that ball.
Stop calling Met fans social misfits. And on behalf of my fellow Met fans,
that's you inserting the Mets into this conversation proves all I need to know about you as a social misfit. This isn't even about you. If it was the Mets,
that's misfitting behavior. I know it when I see it. That's a little misfit there. You know, that's taking a little.
If I look at the still photos close enough, and maybe I don't even need to squint, the guy kind of looked like Grimace. Like Grimace.
He does
personified.
Does have a few chins, and the fingers are all mangled.
He'll look like Grimace a little bit. And then the footnote to this story from today, and I imagine this is true, because why would Gronk lie to us? Gronk partied with these guys as a college student. He knows these guys from his time at the University of Arizona. And he's like, yeah, back then, these guys threw down. They were animals. I'm not saying what they did was right, but he knows who they are. He's aware of them. They were club hockey players in Arizona. He's like, yeah, they were crazy then. I'm sure it hasn't changed now. And let's face it, those seats are not cheap. These guys probably have, you know, either they were passed down or they have some level of success in their life. They're not, you know, a couple of guys.
No, they own the season tickets.
Yeah.
So they're successful. What the Yankees have done is they've refunded them for tonight. So they are not allowed in tonight. You're allowed back next year, but not tonight. Let's kind of let this blow over here. Boy, that was what Fat Joe was supposed to do. Just get everybody kind of energized and funny. The Yankees hit last night, but they're still a sloppy team here, Danger. And I thought Dave Roberts, like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to bring out my worst relievers. I'm going to save everybody for games 5, 6, and then 7. But what happened with the Yankees and Red Sox, it was a funny thing. I mean, it was just one, it was actually Roberts stealing that base, ironically.
Yep.
And then you get one more game, and then all of a sudden it goes back to Yankee Stadium, and then everything starts to get a little tighter. So if you're a Yankee fan, all you got to do is win tonight, and you got your best guy on the mound in Gerrit Cole.
That's right.
So can he step up? And here's my memo to Aaron Boone. Unlike game one when you took him out. Do not take out Gerrit Cole. Ride him as long as you can tonight. You went to the bullpen too early in game one, and what happened? So Gerrit Cole can have some success. By the way, Gerrit Cole, also go right at Ohtani tonight. That is not Shohei Ohtani. I'm sorry. Like, that is, it's him physically, but that's not the same guy with just one arm out there.
Yeah, it's funny. You could mention a bunch of different turning points through the course of this series is if it does end up being extended. We all are pulling for a game 7, right? I'd love to see this go 7. It'd be historic because I don't think any of these teams that have been down 3-0 in the World Series have even ever forced a game 6, if I'm not mistaken. So a win tonight would be a pretty historic one for the Yankees, given the situation that they're in, the spot that they're in. I think we're all kind of pulling for it just because we want to see this end up to be the kind of good series that we hoped it would be. But is the bigger turning point the fans ripping the ball out of Mookie Betts' mitt, or is it Shohei Ohtani slightly separating his shoulder? Because it feels to me like the Dodgers, the constant has been Freddie Freeman. You've got glue guys that are contributing and making plays when you need them to, but Shohei doesn't appear to be the same Shohei that we knew all season long.
No, so go after Shohei. Take your bets with that. No pun intended. Do not pitch to Freeman. Stop with that. Go after Teoscar Hernandez. Would you take this bet tonight? Plus 500 for Freddie Freeman to homer again. Now, that's pretty crazy that you're going to do that on any player in any game, but that looks awfully tempting, plus 500.
I don't like it with Cole on the mound. But, I mean, if he did it again, would any of us be shocked?
You did it in game number one.
Late.
Who homered him? Who did he homer? I have to look at that.
Yeah, yeah. I know he could do it. Obviously, he could do it. I just don't know if I like him doing it against Cole. So that's tonight. And, boy, we are blessed. I hope you have the means and the opportunity to spend as much time outside. You know, I'll be in the screened-in garage tonight enjoying Game 5 because we've got unbelievable weather for late October. Tomorrow's going to be fantastic for Halloween. If anybody is going out and doing the trick-or-treating thing with their kids, or if they're just staying back and handing out candy, whatever the case may be, we are very fortunate. It looks like this weekend's going to be nice, too, for for the Week 9 matchup between the Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's, gosh, November football. Kind of weird. Does anybody else think this is weird that the line started at Buffalo favored by 6.5 and now it's gone down to 6? Like, there is literally money coming in on the Dolphins. Like, ooh, this is the Dolphins season. They've got to win this game. Like, wasn't that last week? Or I don't know. It just
I want to know if the Dolphins are actually desperate or if the Dolphins are actually defeated.
Can they be both? And I think Craig Thompson kind of put it bluntly. Like, there's a lot of quit in that team. Like, if they get down, we saw this the last time. Like, that was a fun game at the beginning, 14-14, Miami and Buffalo, and all of a sudden it started going sideways, and then it's not a game in the fourth quarter last year up here. So, I personally, and I'm not being homerish, I'm sorry, but I think this is kind of lining up well here for Buffalo. But when you listen to Sean McDermott, though, maybe he's going to get us thinking that the Dolphins are going to be, you know, rivaling that team that went undefeated under Don Shula.
No, we look at everything. You know, there's been, I think, roughly five games that they've played since we've played them. So, yeah, we look at everything. Again, I think Coach McDaniel does a great job along with his staff of being really creative and putting these guys in positions and making a lot of big plays. And the speed that they have, as I said before, is unmatched around the league.
The McDermott heaping praise on Miami's offense is pretty good.
Yeah,
a 16-second clip, and he is lying at a record pace here.
Yeah, I think they're back to being that offense that we know. And so explosive, so dynamic, so potent in what they do and how they do things. I think Coach McDaniel does a great job of, you know, putting them into great positions. And so they're very tough.
Nice work. We did hear an update, and I think this is the first update we've had on Matt Milano in some time. This is head coach Sean McDermott earlier today on the status and update on his linebacker.
I don't know a lot of the detail. I just kind of know a big picture view of Matt. He's moving in the right direction. I see him every day. He's one of the leaders on our football team. And I've even felt that, I may have mentioned this last week, so I felt that more this year even than I did last year. I think the rehab process this year with this injury is slightly different than last year's situation, so it's enabled him to be around more this year and be a positive influence on our football team in the linebacker room and the defensive room and overall. And you see him on the sideline during games too, and his influence is important down there for me and for us. I think we're moving in the right direction. Any, you know, more detail on that, I couldn't give you right now.
We're talking about, you know, we'll get to Tuesday, the trade deadline. That'll be the biggest pickup when we get to December. Where were we hoping? December, Matt Milano? Is that realistic there, Danger, do you think?
I'm not holding my breath, man.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Well, the way they slow play this always. Yeah,
I'm really not. I mean, I want to see what that ramp up looks like. If you do get him at some point later this year, the bigger question I have is, what are you getting? Because the last time we saw Matt Milano, he was a good player, but that was over a year ago. And even at training camp, he looked like Matt Milano, but he was a little bit more hesitant, a little bit more cautious on how he was moving around.
Yeah, you could see him visibly testing out that leg.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the latest injury there with the bicep, but like, you forget, wait a second, he's coming off this knee injury that wasn't your typical knee injury.
Right.
So it was a big rehab.
Speaking of injuries, Amari Cooper not on the field earlier, but then does go on the field eventually. Coach McDermott saying he wouldn't participate today. He was limited in today's practice dealing with a wrist injury, so he had that taped up, and he was out there for the portion of practice that was open to the media. Curtis Samuel and Terrell Bernard also practicing in a limited fashion during today's practice in Orchard Park. Bills Dolphins coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock, the kickoff here on the Fan Rochester. Our pregame coverage gets underway at 9. There was another bit of Bills news today that kind of flew under the radar, Gino, and it's another story about a firm or a group looking to purchase a portion of the team. Arctos Partners. Now, any NFL team can have a private equity purchase up to 10% of the team, any fund. And each fund can hold up to 10% and up to six teams. So we've got this giant land grab for these private equity funds to become part owners of teams.
It's funny, like things that you can guarantee ROI. NFL football.
Yes.
Like it really, like, tell me when you had the downturn. We had a terrible downturn in 2020. Nope. Train keeps on moving along. Concussions. Nope. Train keeps coming out. Like, of course they were going to be wanting to look, but who's putting the story on? Like, how did this get out? We have the story of, remember that? Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady.
Yeah.
And, like, wow, that would be kind of cool.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is a group that includes Curtis Samuel, former NFL running back. Not Curtis Samuel.
I'm like, Curtis,
Curtis
Samuel.
Martin. Curtis Martin. Jeez, I'm sorry. Curtis Martin.
You're going to play me more. What are you doing? I am the owner of this team. Don't you know?
Gene's head just exploded. I've not seen your eyes roll back into the back of your head. I'm sorry for the misspoke there. It was Curtis Martin, Hall of Fame running back.
Dude, I am the king of misspeaking.
All right.
You got a long way to get. My point is, like, you get these stories kind of put out there because you know what? You want bidding to go higher. This is a closed process. If you want a piece of the Bills or any other NFL team, then you know what? They're not going to tell you what the other guy bid, but they're going to let you know who else might be in the mix here. So up the bid there a little bit there for whether you're Tracy McGrady's group or Curtis Martin's.
Thank you. We also should mention, because we've been kind of talking about it all week, and Tuesday is election day, and we're all going to go out and do our civic duty, and you're going to hear a lot over the course of the next 7 days. We're ready to call this race.
We've already called the race. Yeah. In fact, we did it Monday. On the Victory Monday, we called the AFC East for the Buffalo Bills. Our projections show that the division winner in 2024 will be the Buffalo Bills. So the AFC East, see what I do here? It's going red and blue and white.
Oh, or purple.
That's the team colors.
Yes, I get it. All that needs to happen for the Bills to clinch the AFC East as soon as week 11, they need to go 3-0 over their next three, and the rest of the division needs to go 0-3 their next three. So we know that the Bills play the Dolphins this weekend. New England is at Tennessee. Could happen. And, of course, the Jets are hosting Houston tomorrow night.
Jets at Arizona, home against the Colts. I still think 49er game on a Sunday night. And it's not going to be the December of resting guys, Danger, because you want to get a better playoff seed. I wouldn't want to be the four. Because who might you get in the four? Who didn't win the AFC North? Chuck's notes, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, thank you. I would want to be the two and get some team like Denver coming on in. Come on in. Congratulations. Welcome to the playoffs. Now you can be on your merry way.
Dude, this could actually play out. When you look at who New England in week 10, they travel to Chicago.
Loss.
The Miami Dolphins week 10, Monday night game in Los Angeles to take on the Rams.
Loss.
And the Jets have to travel to the desert to take on the Cardinals in week 10. Okay?
Okay, so we get to week 11.
Week 11. week 11, Vegas travels to Miami. But Miami has shown that they will give up games at home as they just did to the Cardinals. The Raiders at Miami week 11. You have the Jets hosting the Colts week 11, and you have the Patriots hosting the Rams week 11.
Could we see the Colts in a matter of 3 weeks get flexed into Sunday Night Football and gets flexed out of Sunday Night Football? So this week they got flexed in.
Yeah.
And I don't know, would they like to have that one back because it's the Colts and Vikings? Okay, I want to see the Vikings. I'm not really, okay, Joe Flacco, whatever. Do you know that game on November 17th, the Jets and Colts at Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
And if you're wondering, oh my gosh, that means the Bills and Chiefs. I think it's one of those instances.
They can't.
Nope, it's protected by CBS on that.
That's one that that CBS wants, and they will get the Bills hosting Kansas City in week 11. So that won't get flexed into that slot. And that is, like, to me, the hardest, obviously the biggest hurdle for the Bills to go 3-0 over their next 3 weeks would be that Kansas City matchup. But you look at their opponents. I mean, it's a long shot to say that the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets will all go 0-3 over the next 3 weeks for the Bills to be able to clinch in Week 11. But still, I mean, like, okay, so when are we clinching here? Week 12? Week 13? I mean, you're really clinching before you even get to the month of December the way it's going right now.
So how do you stay sharp? Like, that, like that's going to be a storyline, too, where, okay, you beat the Dolphins up and you're going to go play the Colts, yawn. We've seen the Bills in the past, Danger, get sloppy here, where things are looking good and then you lose to Urban Meyer. Things are looking good and you lose to Mac Jones. I mean, here's what's different. It's such a young team, and the more we talk about this new nucleus of Bills, and sure, all these guys are not getting paid right now. They have something to work toward, all as kind of a group, and it's a conversation that we bring up there. When do you pay Cook? When do you pay Shakir, Greg Rousseau, all these guys? And you really don't have to answer that question until after next season, but it's going to come up sooner than you
think. I just think it's remarkable that they're doing what they're doing with the roster that they have and all of the dead cap money that they're carrying. Never in a million years would I have thought that we would be talking about this team clinching the division before we get to the month of December. But that's where this team is right now, is they sit at 6-2. And if they go, they could clinch as early as week 11. If they go 3-0, and if the rest of the division goes winless over the next 3 weeks. Yeah, it's a long shot, but I think it drives home the point that they are in absolute command of the AFC East, even with that roster, even with that dead cap money. And if they continue on this path, and if Josh Allen continues to play the way he's playing, I think you're talking about an MVP candidate. I don't think Sean McDermott's going to be a Coach of the Year candidate,
no.
But this might be his best coaching job to date.
Yeah, you're welcome to call us anytime, 866-4FAN, 866-4326. Not from your neighborhood, but he is from Rochester. Tony.
Hey, Tony. Hey.
Wait a minute, Tony.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much, man. You guys, I love the show, but you can't talk about the Bills like this. Pinching early. You're jinxing them, man. You're jinxing them. You can't do it.
What are we jinxing?
I don't believe in jinxes, Tony. I do not believe in jinxes. I don't believe in bad luck. I don't believe in bad juju. You create your own luck.
I don't either, but, man, sometimes things are better left said unspoken. That's all I'm saying. You can't bring it up too early.
Tony feels like a remnant from the drought era Bills. Like, I'm not nervous about this weekend. I'm not. And if they do crap the bed and Miami finds a way to win on Sunday, their season's still they're in good shape for the rest of the season.
They're just fine. Yeah. Like this vaunted Jets team firing their head coach, and they haven't won a game since.
Well, at least Aaron Rodgers has found an elixir to prolong his youth.
I saw this. What is it? Cayenne pepper?
Yeah, cayenne pepper and water. Tony, thanks for the call. I don't want to be critical because I'm the guy that'll put butter in my coffee with the MCT oil and do the bulletproof coffee thing.
At least you're not doing the mayo and coffee.
I won't do that. No. That feels kind of weird. I did an egg once, just once. I wanted to try it.
Ugh.
I heard egg in your coffee, like just to get a little kick of protein, and I tried that once. I'm like, no, this ain't working for me, and that experiment failed. I'm not doing cayenne in the water though. Yeah, I don't know about that. I know. I'm sure there.
Does it taste good? I'm wondering.
Plenty of. We should do a taste test.
Well, the cynic in me would think, we got a new product that's going to be rolled out, endorsed by Aaron Rodgers, because all of a sudden, like, hey, Aaron, how are you feeling? I feel great today because one of my teammates suggested cayenne pepper. I don't believe anything.
You don't need a Pedialyte. You don't need Gatorade. You need this product that has real cayenne pepper mixed in with the water.
Because Aaron Rodgers says, do this, don't do this.
Yeah.
Let's
get to a round of shots next on The Fan.
Yeah, we'll give you an update here on Connor McDavid. Also, these two, I don't know, heroes, fans, whatever we want to call them. We have a new manager in Major League Baseball. I don't know if this guy really is going to enjoy this job, though, coming up in the summer. We'll explain that. The NBA has fined the 76ers, that and more.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper has a wrist injury. He was working off to the side at today's practice. Other players that were limited, Curtis Samuel, Reggie Gilliam, and Terrell Bernard. Head coach Sean McDermott on that Dolphin offense.
Yeah, I think they're back to being that offense that we know. And so explosive, so dynamic, so potent in what they do and how they do things. I think Coach McDaniel does a great job of putting them into great positions. And so they're very tough.
Coverage begins at 9 a.m. this coming Saturday, and then Chris Brown, Eric Woods, Sal Capaccio will have your call at 1 o'clock. Game 5 of the World Series tonight, the Yankees sending out Gerrit Cole to keep their season alive, the Dodgers countering with Jack Flaherty. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on The Fan, Rochester.
Happy hour continues. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan. It's time for a round of shots.
We now know the identities of the two jabronis kicked out of Yankee Stadium.
I'm sorry,
did you
say jabronis or heroes? Because I heard heroes. I heard heroes.
Well, it's all based on your viewpoint here, I suppose. They're not allowed in, by the way, tonight. The Yankees refunding their money, the team putting out a statement, waving their finger. All this behavior is not acceptable. Yeah. 38-year-old Austin Capobianco.
Hey!
He's the season ticket holder from Connecticut.
Hey!
He's the guy that you say kind of looked like Grimace, forcibly grabbing the glove of Mookie Betts, eventually ripping the ball out. His buddy is named John Peter. John Peter, seen holding Betts' throwing hand to make all this happen. Capobianco giving an interview to ESPN. We're not going out of our way to attack. If it's in our area, we're going to deal.
That's right. We're on the field, pal. We're right there defending our turf for our Yankees. We want this game more than these bums do out there. They can't go past this line. That's our ball.
Of course he feels that way because he's a diet.
These guys, where are they tonight? They're they were cutting weight at whatever bar it was in the Bronx. Like, they're going to be watching there, right? And they're going to go in, be signing autographs, taking pictures of people. Right?
Oh, these guys. Yeah. My joke all day has been they're going to have a podcast by the end of the week, and they'll have subscribers and sponsors and endorsements. These guys are going to be notorious moving forward. Yes. Absolutely.
Will Venable is a guy who has a new job, Danger.
Oh, congratulations.
It's one in which to envision anyone could succeed. Venable is the new manager of the Chicago White Sox. He can't be any worse than last season, right? 121 losses, setting the major league record. Venable spent the last two seasons as the associate manager of the Texas Rangers alongside Bruce Bochy. He was chosen from a long list of candidates.
Yeah, sure he was. Sure he was. He's affordable, first-time gig, and you're right. There's upside because you can't do worse than what you did last year. Yikes.
Hey, we were only at 100 losses. You get to keep your job.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, best of luck, I guess. I was going through this exercise with my buddy Tony. Of course, his name is Tony. He's also a Bears fan, but we were already speculating, like, all right, what are they going to do when they fire Eberflus this year? Who's going to be...
Wait, hold on. Whoa.
What?
They have a winning record.
Did you hear the stat that PJ threw out there?
I know.
The guy doesn't win on the road on Sundays. He hasn't won on the road on a Sunday.
Well, they play all different days, don't they?
Yeah. He's not good.
You know, he's not good. We all recognize, like, yeah, we have a winning record, but our coach is a problem, and the offensive coordinator ain't great either. But it's an organization, and I'm bringing this up because it's in Chicago as well. The White Sox are this way. The Bears are this way. Like, if you're Ben Johnson and you're the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator who turned down jobs last year because reportedly he wanted to be paid as a top five coach in the league and he wanted full control of the roster, like, forget it. That's not the guy that the Bears are going to get. Like, they're going to get the associate offensive coordinator from whatever offense, you know, the up-and-comer that'll come and do it for cheap.
The new head coach of the Chicago Bears in 2025, welcome in Joe Brady.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work. I mean, I sure, but honestly, like, that feels almost too rich for their blood. I don't know that that's the kind of guy that they would go after.
Will those guys get interviews?
Joe Brady?
And Babich.
Brady, yes. Babich, I don't
not yet.
Think so.
Not yet.
Brady, yes. Babich, not so sure yet.
Connor McDavid, turns out he has an ankle injury. He's going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. So for hockey fans, phew.
Yes.
6 games in the NHL tonight. TNT has Vegas and the LA Kings at 10 o'clock. Sabres next in action coming up Friday night at home against the Islanders.
That's actually good news because it could have been a lot worse given what we saw. 2 to 3 weeks sucks, but it's not an ACL. It's an ankle. That's good. Hopefully we see him on the ice again sooner rather than later.
Week 9 of the NFL season begins tomorrow night with the Texans and Jets. Hide your excitement here, folks. The Jets making a move as they've moved off their Greg Zuerlein problem. Hey. The team placing the kicker on IR today. So the Jets kicker for Thursday night? Well, it's either going to be Riley Patterson or some guy named Spencer Schrader. Both these guys signed to the practice squad today. They are among 6 kickers who auditioned Tuesday at MetLife Stadium.
Zuerlein's been terrible this year. The IR designation, what is the injury? What did we hear about this injury?
Some
do you know about this injury?
Whatever.
I feel like they're making it up as they go, as teams may do from time to time, as far as how they designate some of these injuries. The timing of these injuries around the trade deadline are also, I mean, I'm sure Deontay Johnson's feeling much better, and we'll see him in the lineup this weekend.
Yeah, I just don't know why they just didn't cut Zuerlein outright. Some, you know, injury settlement. Following up on the investigation in the NBA regarding the playing status of Philadelphia big man Joel Embiid, the NBA has fined the team $100,000.
However will they recover?
The investigation determined, though, that the 76ers did not violate player participation policy. Why did they fine him then? Well, because the team made statements that were inconsistent with Embiid's health status.
Hmm. Okay.
Whatever. Sixers tonight hosting Detroit. 11 games in the NBA tonight. The doubleheader on ESPN is the Celtics and Pacers at 7, followed by the Spurs and the Thunder.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but they really kind of made it seem as if there is justification for Joel Embiid taking time off, even though he played in the Olympics. That this is a knee condition, that the stability isn't there, and it didn't get any better during the Olympics, and he needs to manage his... Like, they're making a medical case for Joel Embiid to not play consistently for this team.
I could listen to that. I could hear that. He lost weight. But you lost me at that you played in the Olympics.
Right.
That's the part where, like, oh, okay. Yeah. Where many, including myself, critical of the performance by Fat Joe in Game 3 in the World Series. There was another bad performance in Game 4. Former New York Yankee Paul O'Neill throwing out the first pitch. He airmailed it. The pitch was so bad he was granted a do-over.
Man, given where I'm at physically as I approach a milestone age, I know it doesn't look it, but I'll be 70 in January.
No, it's full stop. John in Rochester, he is the guy that doesn't look his age. You look your age.
That's my hero. Yeah. What a role model for all of us. I know we've campaigned in the past to throw out a first pitch at a Red Wings game. I don't know that I can do it anymore.
I don't know if I can campaign anymore.
The campaign is over.
Yeah,
I mean, if I go up there, the latest example of my failing physical health was just a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still dealing with the ill effects of trying to swing a golf club like Happy Gilmore and crumbling because my bad knee, my surgically repaired knee, gave out on me. And it still hurts. I'm still not I'm still not right. Don't tell my wife. I think I partially tore my ACL again. I don't know. There's got to be a physical therapist who could diagnose what I did.
So, all right. I'm no doctor. You're walking along and all of a sudden, you get that zap of pain then? Or
it doesn't happen, no, because it's not like it used to. I remember when I did tear my ACL, there were moments throughout the course of the day where it would just sneak up on me and I would crumble.
Then
that hasn't happened.
No, then, you know, Dr. Gene here says, no, that is not the case. But you should just listen to Aaron Rodgers. Nick writing in. Teaspoon of cayenne pepper and 850 milliliters of water that will open up your blood pathways. Small burn after swallowing.
Okay, so that's what it tastes like?
Yeah, I don't need a small burn.
No. I like spicy, though. I like spicy food. I don't know. I think they were trying it on ESPN earlier, and the look that Orlovsky gave the camera was enough for me to be like, yeah, now maybe I'll pass on that one. I got to do something, man, because if I'm sitting here saying I'm not physically able to throw out a first pitch because I'm nervous that my leg is going to give out or I'm going to...
I don't think I've never seen you throw a ball. Can you throw... Like, there are some guys like, hey, like throw a catch, and then all of a sudden they don't know how to... Do it. Can you throw a ball? You're looking at me like I'm insulting you.
I can have a catch. I was running patterns with my daughter in the backyard just the other day. We're having a good time. Yeah, I can throw. Okay. I don't have a great arm. I probably have crap form, but I can throw. Could I get it over the plate? Yeah, I think I could probably get it over the plate. Yeah. Maybe not over the plate, but in the vicinity. Would it look as good as O'Neal? I could probably do what O'Neal did last night. But I would probably crumble because my knee would give out as I'm extending. I'm a little bit nervous about that. The campaigning is over. I don't know that we can do it.
No.
I don't know that we can do it at our advanced age. But, you know, I still tend to believe that for 70, I'm doing okay. We'll get to last call next on The Fan. You can have the final say, 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. We'll let you know who's stopping by the sports bar tomorrow afternoon as well next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester. The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Last call at 866-4326. 866-4FAN. I don't know. I guess he's like the Beetlejuice of the sports bar. You mention his name enough times, he calls up. What's up, John from Rochester? You role model you.
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, 1988, the Bills clinched the AFC East before Thanksgiving. I think they're going to do it again this year. What are your thoughts?
Well, that would mean the Chiefs game, and that would mean everything would have to go right, meaning Bills 3-0. The Jets 0-3, the Dolphins 0-3, the Patriots 0-3. Because they're all on the bye with the exception of the Dolphins at the same time.
There's some winnable games there for Miami and even for the Jets. So I think it's unlikely, but or at least by week 11, which is what we were discussing earlier. By week 11 would be tough.
Week 13 against the Niners? Okay, now you're talking there. Yeah.
Yeah, but by December, could they have it locked up? And I know Thanksgiving is late this year. Yeah, December, early December feels about right. And, man, then you start thinking about seeding. Hey, let's get by Miami first this week. Maybe we are getting a little ahead of ourselves, Gino. I don't know. What do you think?
Not at all.
We've called the race, John.
Yeah, we've called the race, John. It's over.
They're going to go 8-1, win the AFC and the Super Bowl. They're on their way.
There he is.
They're on their way.
John in Rochester checking in.
I think we caught him off guard. We were being the positive ones here.
Tomorrow on The Fan, join us again for the sports bar starting at 3 o'clock. Dan Fates, 13Web Sports, BuffaloPlus.com. We'll talk to Buffalo Bills at 3:25. Lee Steinberg, super agent, 4:25 tomorrow. We'll talk trade deadline with a guy who's, you know, he's kind of been behind some of those bigger deals that we've seen through the course of our history as sports fans. So great to have Lee Steinberg back on with us on The Fan Rochester tomorrow afternoon at 4:25.
Yeah, and thank you for listening today here to the Sports Bar.
Yeah, appreciate you checking us out in the free-to-download Odyssey app, our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, on Twitch at The Fan Rochester. If you're a podcast listener, just search out The Sports Bar wherever you get your shows. You'll find our guest appearances. Greg Thompson, Cover One, broke down the Bills cap situation with us at 4:25 earlier today. And got some winners for you. And not just college and pro football, but tonight's Game 5 of the World Series from P.J. Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetQL Network. You can find those conversations and our entire show wherever you get your podcasts. Again, just search out The Sports Bar, and that includes the free-to-download Odyssey app. We'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock here on The Fan Rochester, and stand by for the JR Sport Brief. He's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.